From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate's Republican majority is moving forward with a vote tonight to defund Planned Parenthood after an anti-abortion group released undercover videos. In the videos, Planned Parenthood officials discuss the use of fetal tissue for medical research. NPR's Elsa Chang reports the bill foreshadows what's likely to be an intensified political battle this fall.
The bill is not likely to win enough Democratic support to get the 60 votes it needs. But think of this vote as an opening salvo in a larger spending battle coming this September. Some conservative Republicans are vowing to reject any government funding measure that contains money for Planned Parenthood. But Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York says his colleagues need to remember that strategy failed during the government shutdown of 2013 when Republicans tried to defund the health care law.
If Republicans try to defund Planned Parenthood in a government funding bill at the end of September, Democrats will unite against it.
Republican leaders haven't yet said whether they will consider that approach. Elsa Chang, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. and Gulf Arab states may begin working more closely on exchanging intelligence and training special forces in a broad effort to halt the spread of the self-declared Islamic State. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar, where the parties have agreed to spend the next few weeks developing an agenda for action. Kerry says the alliance to cut down ISIS, which he calls Daesh, is already delivering results.
100,000 Sunni have returned to their homes in Tikrit, something that only a few months ago seemed unimaginable. Our cooperation is a major reason that we've been able to see significant progress in halting Daesh's momentum and, in some places, reversing it.
The Gulf Arab nations are also tentatively endorsing the Iran nuclear accord, but they're seeking more assurances that Tehran will adhere to the agreement. A former Citigroup trader is under court order in the UK to spend 14 years in prison. NPR's Jim Zaroli says a British jury has convicted Tom Hayes of conspiring to manipulate a benchmark interest rate.
This is the first conviction of an individual for participating in the conspiracy to rig the London Interbank Offered Rate, or LIBOR. 21 people have been charged in the case, and major banks have paid billions of dollars in fines. Authorities said Hayes, a 35-year-old former yen derivatives trader, was the ringleader of the conspiracy to manipulate LIBOR, which is used to set interest rates around the world. Prosecutors said he behaved in a thoroughly dishonest and manipulative manner. Hayes was at first open about his activities, telling authorities he believed what he did was legal, but he later stopped cooperating with the investigation and pleaded not guilty. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The Dow is down 167 points. This is NPR. Children who are picky eaters usually grow out of it, but NPR's Richard Harris says a new study suggests that in some cases, picky eating can be a warning sign of bigger problems.
About 20% of children 2 to 6 years old are picky enough with their food that it can turn meals into a test of wills. Doctors usually tell parents not to worry, unless a child is eating so poorly that he or she is malnourished. But a study in the journal Pediatrics from Duke University finds that occasionally, picky eating is a sign of deeper struggles. Picky eaters at the extreme end of the spectrum are at higher risk of depression and social anxiety. The researchers say parents shouldn't jump to conclusions about a picky eater, but if the habit is deeply affecting the child or the family, it's worth getting evaluated. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Fewer purchases of big-ticket items factor into the weakest gains in months in consumer spending. The Commerce Department finds that in June, spending rose 0.2%, unlike gains seen in July. Fewer people spent money in June to buy vehicles. It contributed to an overall 1.3% decline in durable goods that month. However, Americans also saw their personal income rise for a third straight month by 0.4%, reflecting overall strength in the labor sector. This Friday, the government will reveal how the jobs market fared in July. The government is posting the smallest gain in construction spending in 5 months. Non-residential building activity offset growth in the construction of homes. The Dow is down 166 points, nearly 1%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.